Clap once if you can hear my voice. Clap twice if you can hear my voice. All right. Want to say thank you again for coming out today. I mean, this is just fabulous. This is actually a lot better than I expected it to be. So I want to say thank you to everyone for coming. What we're going to do now is we have a speaker lined up for us today, but we also have a young person who has a voice that wants it to be heard. So at this moment, I'm going to call Janice Tucker. Janice Tucker, come on down.
Hello, everybody. My name is Janice Tucker, and I'm a senior at LaFollette. I've been doing spoken word poetry for about 3 years now, and I have a poem that I would like to share with you all. It's called Sweet Prince. He has no idea that he has been chosen that sweet prince. King still locked up in his palace cell, purchased those rocks and was caught attempting to sell. You should know your father loves you, sweet prince. Now listen carefully, you have to take your time. You are the heart of this kingdom, all good things will happen in time. You are so fine. The gypsies, Jezebels raise hell. It means a lot to be the princess, baby mama works just well. Sweet prince, say hello to your future. Your past hasn't been so bright. Your friends on the corners, early mornings, long nights. When your servants disobey, your first instinct is to fight, sweet prince. Your weaponry is amazing. 9mm Uzi, Desert Eagle, pure gold, trigger is dazing. You take minimal chances. Your mercy is hard to come by. Dog eat dog, so a man's best friend is hard to come by. You're alone, sweet prince. And as you sit upon thy throne with thy crown upon thy head, you are breathtaking. Your dark skin is illuminating. Your nappy hair is Afrocentric. Your dark brown eyes are mesmerizing. See, in the dark, you will shine. But as he rises to stand, his pants begin to sag below his waist. He replaces his crown with a new Arafat cap. There stands at me a red and black angry bull's face underneath Chicago. He then continues to shake up with the peasant, not smart enough to view today's day as a present God-given from heaven. There are 7 days in a week, so that means he is on the street 11. Scared money don't make no money. Sweet prince, you're as sweet as honey. Just don't let winning know. The ghetto was tired of all the cool. Where the heck did Eeyore go? Excuse my language. Understand that you are destined for greatness. Don't let the city hit you.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Tucker. So now I'm going to call up Richard Harris again, our fearless leader for today. And he's going to give us and leave us with some words of encouragement. And then afterwards, I guess it'll be, you guys are free to go back to the parking lot of Wisconsin Youth Company, or you can stay here for a while and socialize. But after he does his thing, then we will conclude our day.
Probably not even gonna use this. I come from a family with 8 kids. And I was the second youngest, right? And y'all know in our household, if you ain't loud, you ain't heard. So I can get it out there. I like addressing younger people. Marching is not my expertise. I was kind of like, right? I'm a little older, I can't get it like y'all do. My specialty is speaking. I only speak about what I know about. That's what makes me effective. You talk about Harvard Law School, I can't talk to you. It ain't my thing. But if you talk about what's going on out here in these streets, what we need to do, I can talk about that because I used to be out in the streets. I served 9 years in Wisconsin prison system, delivering crack cocaine to carry concealed weapons. For the last 10 years, I've been working with at-risk youth and ex-offenders to help them make better choices so they don't go down the route that I took. One of the most devastating things there is to see is to go behind bars and see young black men filling up themselves. One of the most depressing things is to go back and see young black women filling up cells. A lot of y'all don't even know that. This is about personal responsibility and accountability. I hear statistics all the time. Young black men in here, raise your hand. You got 100 times more likely to be arrested right here in Dane County for drug selling. That's a statistic. Nearly 50% will go to jail at some point in Dane County. That's a statistic. We talk about the student achievement gap. That's a statistic. Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, holds the number one ranking for graduating youth in 4 years. Did y'all know that? But guess who ain't graduating? Less than 50% of our African-American students are graduating in 4 years. And everybody
blame the educational system.
That's all I hear. We got battles right now as to whether or not we should create a whole new thing to take young black men out and put them in a session. That should be taken as a challenge to you. I grew up in Chicago's All Gale Guard Housing Project, the last standing project right now. The school I went to, they took the windows out and put bricks in because they used to sell drugs and get in the shootouts outside of the school. When I went to school, my concern was safety, was I gonna get killed, my family gonna get hurt when I come home. So I went to school not knowing what was gonna happen or was I even gonna make it there. On the way to my school, we got a wall next to a liquor store. It's on the side of a liquor store, and it's painted in yellow. Now, when you get killed in my neighborhood, they write your name on that brick, right? And every day I used to walk to school, they used to show me this and say, that's where your cousin at. That's where your friend at. That's probably where y'all gonna be at, because the brick y'all killing each other, that side of the wall will be full, so they gonna put y'all there. So my life was filled with uncertainty from the beginning. I went to my first homicide at 9. Carried my first gun at 12, became a gangster disciple at 14. 24, I was in Wisconsin prison system. The only reason you see me standing here right now today, I can read and write, and I can communicate effectively. That's what saved me. My desire to be more than just a statistic, to be more than just written on that wall. That's what we need from y'all right here. I'm horrified to come to a small city like Madison and find out we got an 18-year-old accused of killing a 20-year-old with a shotgun. Y'all understand that? I was on the streets forever committing violent crimes. Never would I have thought to go up to somebody and blow their face off. That's happening in this city. Now y'all can pretend like it ain't happening if y'all want to. People getting high. We got kids dying of heroin overdoses. All that's going on right here in Madison. All that needs to stop right now, right today. Today. And we don't. Young guys, stop wearing your pants hanging down.
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a fashion statement. It might be an expression that you want to rebel, and it's cool amongst y'all peers, but in the real world, don't nobody want to see that.
Nobody at all.
You can't go to a job interview like that and get hired. You can't get a job and show up like that and get hired. And I'm going to show you again with one of the basketball players from Georgetown was on an airplane, and this white professional was talking to him. The man he was talking to was a multi-billionaire, not millionaire. And he was impressed by this young guy who was talking. He said until he got up and walked off and his pants was hanging down and I saw a Nike sign inside his head, he thought, he probably ain't got a piece of stock in Nike. But he got that advertisement. And look at his pants. Closed door, he closed opportunity to himself. And that's what you do every time you walk out there like that. You gotta understand, the real world is the real world. Young women, y'all too. Stop being in these guys' faces, smiling, teasing, and laughing. Cause you ain't even gonna see him in the next few years. You have a baby out here. He can't even buy you an ice cream cone. He can't buy you a bag of pampers, and not here at the Dane County Job Center with your stroller, with your child, asking for any benefit they got in the county, he's gone somewhere else. Now you stuck in a lifetime of struggles because you ain't paying attention to the game. Because this game that he telling you, don't worry about this, I got this. You need a piece of paper when you talk to a guy. You need to ask him, can he read and write? What college you plan on going to? What job is he gonna get? More important, what kind of family do he come from? You better find out who raised him. And how they raised him, sister. Because if they raised a knucklehead, you got a knucklehead. And I'm telling you stuff that they ain't gonna tell you that we ain't gonna tell you. Because it's game. And I'm gonna tell you another thing, young women. When you go to college and you move up, you gonna see less of him. Because he ain't gonna be there. Because if he make the bad choices to get out here in the game, smoke weed and run around and kick it, he ain't gonna be there. But you might end up in criminal justice and see him behind the bars and say, oops, I went to school with him, kid. So I'm telling y'all, keep your head in the game. Because that's what it's about. When I was locked up, if y'all understand what being locked up is, you can be in a cell. It's small. I can touch the both sides of my wall in Walpole Correctional Institution. This is my living space. And I share it with a grown man with another bed, bunk bed, with a toilet right here, with a sink right here. We can't even walk at the same time not touch each other. That's what choices do for you. But during that time, I made some choices that my life could be better than this. My life had to be better than this. So I went back to what I was taught as a kid. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Even in those surroundings. I was a stuck down gangster all my life. And then I said, you know what, I'm done. Because being a gangster don't get you a 401k. And if you don't know what that is, that's a retirement plan. And for all y'all find out what that is. Y'all running around here, y'all thinking life is cool, it's fun. But y'all young adults. The next couple of years, y'all are in the real world. You need to learn everything you can about that real world. Stop looking at all of the reality show. Turn on some news. Find out what's going on in the real world that affect your everyday life. Y'all young adults, we expect you to act like that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I go to the UW Whitewater. I am a social work major with a minor in criminal justice. I am going to make the dean's list this semester. The school of treatment, that it really bothers me because I went to a school where they boarded up the windows. I went to a school where some teachers were so frustrated they'd say, you know what, I'm done. Just going on out there with your friends. Some of them just couldn't take it. They were overwhelmed. But then there was some that said, you know what, I want you to be different. I want you to succeed, so this is what I'm going to give you. I got taught how to read out of a dictionary. I was in second grade and didn't even know my ABCs because they just kept pushing me to the side. Kept on doing like this. And they was content to just pass me on through until that one teacher said, that's not gonna happen. You're gonna learn like everybody else. And I thank God for that teacher every day. Because here it is again, I'm on a college campus. And you know what I realize? Those kids are not smarter than me. Some of them are just better prepared than me because they went to better school. They have more support. But if I keep working, I can be right there where they are. That's what it's about. Operate a nonprofit agency called Vision Beyond Bars. I am the executive director. I started at the bottom and worked my way up to the top of every organization. But I did it because I had the desire and because I wanted to give back. Because I wanted to see each and every person here succeed. The kids say, I'm going to college. I said, what you going to college for? I asked 1,000 questions. I was like, whoa, who would do? But the way I'm testing my young sister, she's going to be tested when she get out here in the real world. She's going to be tested. To a greater degree. And she's supposed to have an answer like she needed. Yeah, I'm going to this school. I'm going to that school because this is what I wanted. She was able to come right back with it. And that's what each and every one of y'all is supposed to be able to do. In Madison, you have a chance to succeed. You don't have to go through the hurdle and jump over to what I did. But that's the reason some of us went through them and came back to you. Again, I'm asking you, because you're the key to this. I go all over the state. And they talk about how can we do better? How can we? And you know what I should say? I should always say, we need to change it. You know what we need? We need each one of you to say I have a desire to learn to succeed. Then you need to go home and tell your parents that.
If your parent is waking you up
and then going back to sleep, I ain't getting up with you, you better question whether you got that support. Because they supposed to know what you're walking out the house in. Some of y'all walking out with these clothes that just are not appropriate. Too little, everything was, come on. Now y'all talking about the guys who sag, y'all just as bad. I go to lunch and be sitting to McDonald's and hear y'all coming in just giggling and smiling. The parents say, what? Whoa, didn't nobody tell you that that was not the appropriate thing to wear? It's like 10 degrees, and you got everything all here. You got a spring jacket on because you want to be cute. That ain't cute. What's cute is when you say, I am attending and I am getting some good grades, I got a future. That's what's cute. Because in reality, don't no real man want no woman that's showing everything anyway. Don't no real man want no woman that can't read it right either. Because y'all got that too. Don't no real man want you to know all the slick sayings that he know. So it go both ways. But I want you again to go back to your parents and say, I need your support. Because my mama told me, I'm going to tell you now. Come back in here with some braids like that thinking it's going to be a game. So I should tell all the little gangster guys, hey, look, I don't know what your mama been doing. My mama will be hitting us with stitching cords back there. Girl, I don't know what, nothing can't do. We should get him with extension cords. So I'm like, look, guys, we can gang bang out of school. I can't do it now. My mama and I ain't playing. So it was a point to where I had to do it. I had a choice. And then the community, if you live in our community, it is your responsibility to these young people to say, that's not cool. Don't do that.
I don't care how much of attitude you get. I'm 6 feet, 225. I work out. I can't march. But jump on me if you want to. I will restrain you to the people come. I ain't gonna hit you, I ain't gonna talk to you, I will restrain you and say 911, we got one to go. Now y'all call that snitch. I'm calling that holding you accountable. Brother right here, he kinda tall as me. If you wanna jump on me if you want to, I'm gonna call them people. Cause I gotta help keep our community safe. That's what it's about. Has somebody said something? Do y'all realize that young brother who dead would be dead? If somebody would say, hey, this ain't cool. But we don't do that because we've been taught in a different direction. So I'm going back to you again as a community. Correct our young people with love. Approach them with respect and they'll give it back. That's what we have to do. Because they have no guidance and direction. I go to Allied and Darboe and Boston during the daytime, ain't nobody out. I said, wonder where everybody at? I get there about 5 or 6 all over the place. That showed me we got a young community with no elders there, no guidance, no direction. And they scared of y'all. And y'all probably haven't done anything, but they scared of y'all. So we need to bridge that gap. Respect them. I respect each and every one of y'all. Care about y'all. We'll go to war with you, but you gotta be doing the right things. And I say that again to our community of elders, you gotta teach them. When my guys be walking around, sometimes I see them, I say, man, what are they thinking about? I get a little frustrated, but they don't know any better, so I gotta communicate and talk to them. Because there was a time we had some styles, and they looked at us like we was crazy. But they just express themselves in the manner that they think is okay. But I have to tell them. If you come to work for me, because I'm looking for young speakers, I can't do nothing with you like that, man. But it's a teaching process. Again, I was growing up in the worst condition probably that could be. But let me get caught walking around and not being at school. Anybody can come up to me and say, why are you walking around in this 9:30? The school started like 8 o'clock, don't it? They used to trip me out, guys. They'd be drunk all the time. We used to call them rhinos. They be taking us. Like, wait a minute, dude, is a drunk. What is he talking to me like that for? Man, you don't talk to me. Okay, let me call your mama. When you walk, okay, I'm gone. Now we see y'all walking around. We know y'all ain't got no windows outside. Most of us gonna go right past. Let me see. I'll be hollering all out the window. Hey, where you going? What's wrong with you, man? Don't do that. They know you. They gonna. I'm like, okay. You going to school, ain't you? That's where they should be going.
So that's the other part. You make a commitment. Your parents need to make a commitment. Our community need to make that commitment. Then we get to our educators. Once the doors open, then it's their responsibility to say, you here, I can help you out, I want to see you succeed. That's what it's all about.
Let's tie it all in together and work together. And I want you to know, when you go inside the school building, tell your friends, we're on this school, no, we can't do that. Let me tell you, I'll see you after school. I am a grown man on a college campus, and the dudes be all up on me laughing up like, yo, dude, first of all, this costs about $4,000 a semester. I ain't gonna waste my money. Cool out until we get done, and we can do all the other stuff after school. Because I understand what education is. If you walk out of that school doors without an education, you are done. If you don't have a destination that says such and such university, you are done. Understand that. It's from the classroom to cell blocks. If you want to have a future better than what you see around you, then you better get an education. And I challenge any one of y'all to be honest with yourself and say, I want to be like somebody that I'm living next to. If you living around somebody who can't get up every day and go to a job, who ain't looking for a job, who don't have an education, I dare you to say that's what I want my life to be like. Because I know that's not what you want. Because it wasn't what I wanted. I want to be able to say, this is where I live. Ain't no shooting, ain't no robbing. I live in a place where somebody about to pop a firecracker. Everybody gonna look out for women. That's what I want to live in, because I got kids. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Your destiny is in your hand. It belongs to you. But when you need us, then you come to us, then we got your back. But you got to be making good choices. Today has to be the start of that. I get so sad of Martin Luther King celebration when everybody says speech, we teach kids to say a speech, and then for the rest of the year, we do nothing. We come right back the next year with the same plan. It's time for somebody to say, y'all need to live this. You got to live this. I was out there hurting other brothers because I didn't understand what I was doing. Now that I got that understanding, you can't get me out there to hurt somebody because it's not the right thing to do. If you are out there doing that, you are wrong. And your parents need to tell you you're wrong. And the community need to tell you you're wrong. That's what this day is about. It's about action. So after today, starting today, you need to take action. Y'all got a whole lifetime ahead of y'all. So make sure you do the right thing so that you live a good quality life. Every person here has the ability to succeed, but it takes effort. It takes being able to say no when your guy talking about let's blow this. I see y'all all on Facebook with pictures with blood in your hand, smoke all around you. That's not cool. I see the girls, you on Facebook with your camera in your bathroom, half naked, doing like they take a picture. Don't nobody want to see that. That ain't cool either. It is degrading yourself. You're not respecting yourself. And if you don't respect yourself, you can't respect none of us. And we need you to do that. Our community is falling apart because we're not living the way we should. Get a value system that you know is right. You know it's not right to put your hands on something that don't belong to you. You know that. You know it's not right for you to not be where you're supposed to be. Be where you're supposed to be. And I'm going to touch on that because a 16-year-old brother got killed in Milwaukee. He was out at 11:30 at night, and somebody came up. They was fighting over a Facebook issue, and he lost his life. We cried, we hurt, we mourned, but he had no business out at 11:35 on a school night. Do y'all understand? Were you not where you're supposed to be? Anything could happen. We got kids that take cars and go driving, crash, and kill themselves. We cried, we hurt, we mourned, but not a single person said, had they not done that, they might be here today with us. Stop making the bad choices because you don't know what's going to happen at the end. And I say that from experience because my mama told me if you'd have died in the streets and I had to bury you, ain't no way I would have got up there and said you was a saint. I would say to you, my son, I loved you, but you was wrong, and that's why you're in that casket. It takes reality, and we got to be honest with ourselves. And I got one more thing. I don't want to hold y'all. I know y'all ready to get out of here. But I wanted to make sure y'all understand that the rest of the world is looking at you, and they are not accepting excuses. We are not accepting excuses that you come from a poor home. I'm not going to accept an excuse that your dad is in prison, that your mom is on drugs. I'm not going to accept any excuse. It's not happening anymore. The reality of it is, you need to see what you need to fight for, struggle for it. And that's what it's about. Thank you.
I want to throw a couple shout outs before we go. First of all, I want to thank our Redeemer for allowing us to come here and fellowship here. I heard we've been in communication with, you know, the Southwest Community Organizing Committee, and, you know, can you let us use your faith? And he was like, I'll make sure it happens.
Is a Pardee family here from here at our church. They are a member of the neighborhood organization, and I got involved just to kind of do the logistical thing. But I appreciate you asking me if I wanted to say it, because I would love it if we could be part of the work we as a community do from here going forward. And Richard, I don't know if you accept plugs, but that was one of the most inspiring discussions I've ever heard. I so appreciate you saying that. Looking forward to working more with you, Joanne. Thanks very much.
Next, we want to thank the Southwest Community Organizing Committee, especially Ms. Pardee and Allie Brooks. Where is she? As well as the Stop the Violence campaign led by Key and Allie and Melissa? Where is she? Okay. And the Teen Leadership Club at Lucier Center. So. Next goes out to our Black Student Union at Memorial High School. And this is really the reason why I want to thank you guys, because, you know, I know, you know, I let you guys do your thing, and sometimes I might step in and say, this is what we're going to do. But I appreciate you guys having my back, because there's nothing that I say that I need help with that you guys don't step up and say, okay, Ms. Brown, we got you. So I just want to say thank you to you all for doing that. And then I want to thank La Follette Black Student Union for coming out to support us. And their fearless leader, Michelle Olson. She's the me at La Follette, so I want you guys to give her a round of applause. And last but not least, I want to thank everybody for just coming out and supporting parents, community members. You know, Richard, again, thank you. So before we go, I'm just going to let you know. So again, Memorial is Memorial High School BSU, along with West and La Follette. We're going to be having some events this week in honor of our Peace Week. And on Wednesday, BSU members are going to be selling some sweets, I guess.
And
bake sale. Yes, thank you. We're having a bake sale, and then we're also going to be selling Stop the Violence bracelets, kind of like the Livestrong bracelets. And also want you guys to have an opportunity in the very back, if you haven't signed it already, there is a Stop the Violence banner, and that's kind of like your pledge that you're going to do your part to make sure that you stop bullying when it happens. If you're in the lunch line and you see somebody come up and step in front of somebody and they look at them like, what? You need to say, you know what, you need to go to the back, because that's not even cool. If you see somebody, you know, there's a difference between ribbing somebody and there's a difference between actually, you know, really, really taking it to another level. You need to be able to step up and say, you know what, that's not cool. That's what you guys can do today. So on Wednesday, we're doing that. Thursday, and please get the word out. I actually have some flyers in my car. So if you want to see me before you leave, when we get to the Wisconsin Youth Company, if you're going there, Thursday night is going to be our SOS night. SOS stands for Saving Ourselves. And that's going to be comprised of having a play called From Kings to Thugs to Presidents. It's going to be put on by Mudha Dyer from Milwaukee with the Children Are Kind campaign. Excuse me. And then after that, we're going to have breakout sessions where our BSU members are going to be facilitating workshops to talk about action plans. So what we can do in our schools and communities to make a difference. We'll also have a workshop for parents and other adults so they can talk to the gang, that task force, the Neighborhood Intervention Program. We have Jerome Dillard from Voices Behind Bars, and we also have the sergeant from the lieutenant from the Dane County Gang Task Force. She's going to be there as well to talk to parents and adults about how we as adults can save our children from the streets. Does anybody have any questions, or does anybody want to say anything before we go? I just want to.
Just real quick, the Stop the Violence campaign is going to do a video. We're doing an interview, so if any of you guys want to be interviewed right now, after we're done here, you can come talk to Irene, Sydney,
Hadley,
Will. We're
going to
do an interview.
So, can I expect some of you guys to be in that interview?
Yeah, how about a hand for that?
You know, not only do I work for Memorial High School, but Michelle and I are part of a division within the school district, the Equity and Family Involvement Division, or union, as you say. And we live by this motto called Ubuntu, which means I am because we are. So I couldn't do this without all of you. So again, I'm gonna throw it back at you, but thank you. So those of you guys who want to do the interview are more than welcome. If you guys want to, make sure that you leave your signs. Otherwise, you guys can carry your signs back to Wisconsin Youth Company. I'll put them back in the trunk. Have a great day. Have a great week. Oh, there's no food in the back. So grab some food in the back.